This is Bromance Burrito. I'm Luke.
I'm Evan.
We're going to be talking about our high school experience so far for season 0, episode 0, and who we are and what we're like. And Evan's going to go first. Evan, talk about your high school experience and what your life is like so far.
So far, it's been fun. You know, like the school part has been so definitely stressful at some parts, coming up with exams and just assignments.
No, well, we're nearing the end of the year. We're good.
Yeah. I'm really just done with math right now. It's quite the most annoying subject.
Didn't you finish EQAO though?
Yeah, thankfully.
That was easy. I did it so quick.
Yeah. How about you, Luke?
high school's been a ride for me. First semester was a little difficult. I had a little bit of personal issues. I was doing some stupid things I probably shouldn't have been doing, but I bettered myself. I'm with a better group of friends, Evan, and a bunch of other people. And I've bettered myself so far. I'm going to try and keep it this way. I've leveled myself out. I'm where I want to be. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm happy with where I am, I think. I'm not doing too good academically, but I never have been in my life. And I never put school before anything because I just don't feel like stressing about it. I see what it does to people stress-wise, and it, like, freaks them out, and I'm just, no, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to live my life as I should and not as people put me on strings to do, you know?
Yeah, definitely. The first semester was a completely different Luke.
I'm a better Luke now.
Yeah.
I'm happy with myself. I'm happy with my relationships I've built and the life I'm living at the moment.
Yeah, so far high school's been good, and it's definitely a change from elementary school.
100%. I've changed personally, physically, obviously, but I've grown up maturity-wise for sure.
Yeah, because you can definitely say we matured.
100%. Obviously with puberty and shit like that. I mean, like whatever. But I think my mindset has never really changed. Honestly,
you're still Luke.
I'm still Luke, but I'm a better Luke now. But, like, mindset, like, school-wise and education-wise, I still have the same views with that shit and, like, personal views and stuff, I think. But, yeah, I'm pretty good with where I'm at right now.
So what our plan for this podcast is to just talk about, like, life.
Okay, what we want to talk about and what we've talked about is we want to talk about, it's basically a verbal diarrhea podcast pretty much about music and it's basically a music podcast. It's going to talk about new artists coming up and,
just like new songs
and albums and the shit we vibe with and the shit we don't and rap drama and musical drama overall and news and shit like that. But yeah, this is Bromance Burrito, so welcome.
Yeah, this is definitely something that me and Luke and some other friends have been wanting to do for a while now.
I've been wanting to have a verbal diarrhea podcast most of my life, honestly. I've needed an outlet like this, and I'm happy doing this, and I'm glad we're doing this. It's taken a lot of work for Evan to sit on a computer for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure this shit out. It's
stressful. We'll get there.
Yeah, but I think right now we're at a good start, you know, using our good old, my good old Turtle Beach mic.
Eventually we're going to get microphones or a microphone. I'm going to try and get a snowball. I'm going to steal off my sister, most likely. But yeah.
And until we start getting that bank, this is where we're at right now.
We're living in Evan's guest bedroom right now. We're living it up.
Yeah. So what's your opinion on the rap game so far?
The rap game, recently, with recent shit that's come out in the last 2 to 3 years, it's changed for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't agree. I don't like, a lot of the new styles, I think. I think they're all copying each other. Lyrics, words, they don't have meaning like they should. I feel like I'm going to get super deep into this, as Evan knows. There needs to be meaning behind your lyrics. It can't just be about money, girls, and all that stuff. It has to be about your struggle, how you came here, how you got here, how you're going to surpass. And show everyone who you are and how you came here and how you're going to stay here and prove yourself as an artist. This is an art form, not your diary or whatever you want to call it. Like, you got to show them what you are and where you came from. You can't just show them your money and all your girls and all the STDs you're catching. Like,
yeah, definitely. Like, the rappers are just trying to flex. They don't really have like that much of a talent. It's just them showing off.
Yeah, and the thing that really pisses me off is music has a lot of meaning to it. Personally, for me, music has a lot of meaning, and especially some of the lyrics and some of the words that and the meaning that those words and lyrics have behind them. It should be deeper than words. It should be the story. You know what I'm saying? It should be more of a.
There's more meaning behind the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Like, older rap, like Tupac, Biggie, all those guys, they put their lives, like their life stories and experiences behind that, and they didn't have ghostwriters, and all. I really hate ghostwriters.
Yeah.
Ghostwriters make no sense to me, because music is supposed to be you, it's not supposed to be someone you're paying for, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just pay someone to write your life story. You got to do it yourself. You got to put the grind in. Like, you're not grinding if you're just sitting there waiting for someone to write your lyrics.
Yeah, and like, especially if it's like things you're rapping are true, it just,
you can't get someone else to write the truth.
Yeah, it has to be coming from you.
Yeah. I don't really like a lot of the new artists down heavy for. I like a couple of J. Cole songs. I don't want to get hate for that, because the album that I listened to was hated. But I like that album. I like Trippie Redd a lot. I like his vibes. His music, the grind he puts into it. I don't really care for his beef with 6ix9ine. I could care less, honestly. Whatever, I understand.
Yeah, I could care less for 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I've followed Trippie since Four Love Scars came out, and that's a throwback. And I followed him ever since, like, before that. And when I started hearing about the 6ix9ine beef, I was like, yeah, he got accused of touching that girl, but, like, yeah, she's underage, but she probably didn't tell him. He probably didn't know. And you should be there to support him and his. You should try and support his truth before you go and ditch him. I understand what he did was wrong. But he probably didn't know, and I don't know. I'm not getting involved in that. I don't care that much. But the beef I was really interested in was the MGK and Eminem beef. I like that beef.
Yeah.
Their diss tracks were pretty good. MGK had a better beat, I think. He repeated what he said. That's why it didn't have meaning.
Yeah.
I could care less, because if you're just going to... white, like, write one fire paragraph, it can be a fire paragraph, but you gotta have extras. You can't just copy and paste that. You gotta have more than that, you know? Like, you can't, like, yeah. It's not really a song if you're just copying and pasting. Like, that's why I don't really listen to newer.
Yeah, definitely, like, that's why, in my opinion, Eminem won that battle.
His lyrics were better. And his roast and Eminem.
They're more like diss, like.
Yeah, they have actual disses behind them and shit. But Eminem kind of gave him clout by making a song about him. That's one of the reasons he didn't want to do it, because he knows how big he is and how big of an impact he has in the game. And MGK, I didn't hear MGK until this beef.
I think I've heard of him before, but like
I didn't hear him until his diss, Rap Devil. I didn't hear about him until then.
Yeah, definitely. Eminem definitely gave him clout.
Yeah, he gave him too much clout for that. But that's what he was afraid of. But he got his point across. But I understand why Eminem was mad, because at the time, the real beef was like time ago. It was a long time ago. But it was when Eminem's daughter Haley first started going on social media, because he like ghosted her from everything until she was like 16, 17, right? So she posted a photo of herself on Twitter or some shit like that, and MGK commented, oh, Eminem's daughter's actually hot, or some shit like that. And It was something with having to do with MGK hitting on Eminem's daughter, and he was 21 at the time, and she was like 16, 17, right? So he had a problem with that, obviously.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But the problem with that is Eminem took way too long to come back with a diss because he didn't have an album out before Kamikaze for a while.
Besides that one album.
Everyone hated. Yeah. Recovery or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I respect him for that because that's telling everyone what he's going through, and that album wasn't good. I love Eminem, but that album wasn't good.
Rap-wise, it was more
pop and alternative.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then that definitely in Kamikaze, he came back.
Yeah, Kamikaze, he killed the game, honestly. I love his Kamikaze album. Did you hear about that? I'm pretty sure it was T-Grizzly and NBA Youngboy. You hear about that? Shootout on the highway, some lady got shot in the middle of the crossfire.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
I think I saw something about that, yeah.
I saw it on Instagram, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm pretty sure they both got arrested. I don't really follow that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like the gang violence in rap now is like getting really bad.
It's them being extra and trying to show, like, yeah, I come from the streets, like, I come from it. You don't know what you're screwing with. But they're honestly, I think some of them are trying to act harder than they are. Because
yeah,
I mean, I understand a lot of them do come from like a struggle. But you know, some of the new rappers really aren't it. Like, I don't like Rich the Kid. His music is mumble.
Yeah,
straight mumble.
I feel like his songs are more like party songs. Like, if you had a party, you could definitely
They're more them. Rave type shit. They're not actual. It's not music. It's music for people who are high off their ass.
What's your opinion on NLE Choppa?
Who?
NLE Choppa, you know the song Shotta Flow? Really? You haven't heard of him?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me show you.
Here, put the headphones on, because I don't want to get no copyright.
Shit. I don't have the dongle thing.
Oh, well. Whatever. We're going to listen to it.
The song.
No, I haven't heard that.
Really?
Yeah. Should I take the time to listen to it?
This guy's blowing up, and like, he can actually rap.
What about the Drake and Pusha T beef? What about that?
I heard of it, yeah, but like I didn't really follow it that much.
I didn't either because, as you know, I do not like Drake and his music. But I'm not gonna support Pusha T because I don't know what happened. I'm gonna just stay clear of that.
And I never really listened to Pusha T either.
I never heard of him until that anyway. So like, whatever. But until his diss track on Drake. But did you hear that Drake sent guys to Pusha T's concert in Toronto and got him jumped?
Yeah,
on stage.
I heard that. Yeah.
Well, you're kind of retarded for that. You don't go dissing someone, then go to their city where they're literally huge. Like, Drake's huge in this country, even in America and shit like that. He's huge. So why would you put yourself in the position and to put yourself in a concert in his city?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Like, whatever.
Yeah, all this beef is in the past now. It's been forgotten about.
Yeah, all this beef is past beef. I can't wait for some fresh beef, though.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to follow that a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. Just.
Ooh, Nipsey Hussle. You ever heard of him before he died?
I actually didn't really listen to it before that, no.
No, I understand what a lot of the rappers are saying in their songs when they're like, they only love you when you die, blah, 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 but like, you're obviously going to get clout when you die. I mean, you're all over the news.
Well, yeah.
No offense. Like, rest in peace, all the rappers and everyone else who's died. But, like, you're obviously going to get clout when you die because...
Like, especially when X died, like...
Oh, that was huge. I knew he was going to die.
That was crazy.
I knew he was going to... I had a feeling he was going to die.
I remember I was at a party, and then I opened Instagram, and then the whole feed was... X was shot in his car.
And then for the next month, it was like conspiracy theories like Tupac and Cuba and bullshit. I was like, he's dead. Leave the poor dude alone. And then
like, I saw this, like, X isn't really dead.
Yeah, and I was like, y'all are stupid. And then you know what I hate? When they do, like, their stupid theories with numbers and shit. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He's dead, okay? Like, damn. And then what pissed me off is, you know how he had like a bunch of unreleased songs? His mom just threw them out there. A bunch of them were unfinished. It was kind of a cash grab.
Yeah, especially like I think that was you did it for the album Skins.
Mm-hmm. That was a money grab for sure by his mom.
Yeah, like all the songs were like weren't complete.
All his songs were poop.
But when Members Only Volume 4 came out, those were complete songs though, which I liked.
When him and Ski Mask, when they fell out, I felt so bad for Ski Mask because he was hurting over X dropping him, right? Because, I think it was the other way around. I think Ski Mask dropped X because he wanted to be his own label. He didn't want to be X's Robin to his Batman.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt bad because then they had unresolved problems and then he died. Like, that sucked.
Yeah, and definitely Ski took that hard.
Yeah, Ski took it.
Ski took it.
Right to the gut.
Yeah, because they grew up in the rap game together.
Yeah, they found each other in prison and then they blew up ever since then. But, yeah, I mean, it's in the past. It's sad that he died. It's sad that any rappers died or anyone that's died, but still, yeah.
Alright, well, I think this is going to be it for this first introduction here.
This is Season 0, Episode 0, Romance Burrito. Thank you for listening.